Hi, can you hear me? I can't hear you guys. Are you having audio troubles? Hello? Christy's coming down here because, sorry, was that loud? Christy's coming down here because she can't hear you all either. She can hear me, but not you. And you can't hear her, I'm assuming.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
There it is. You know, one day I'll get this texting figured out. It may not happen this year. It may not happen next year. But at some point, it will work. I don't know why these cameras that we bought, the microphones will work. I always have to dial in on the phone, but the cameras will work.
Yeah, that's what I would. I don't even have a camera on my desktop, so I'm on my laptop. But Christy's joining us because she couldn't connect either.
Yeah, Mickey's here too. That's the reason why. Okay. Jalen Mignon, you guys on? I think everyone's in. Yep. Okay. So, hey, Christy.
It's my third meeting.
I will keep this very brief and short. I just need to check in with everybody because we have not had an actual business office meeting in quite some time. And so I just need to make sure everyone feels like they have what they need. And so, Jolynn, I'll start with you and APs and Christy. If you have anything you need to backfill on this, let me know. But I need to know, Jolynn, where are we at? How are you feeling with the month? Is there any hangups or anything as we close out for purchasing for fiscal year?
She may be having some audio difficulties.
Okay. There she is. Joe? Says it's connecting. Maybe.
Who's this? 2279. Oh, that's Michael. He had to call in and get on his computer.
Joe's having a hard time connecting. Okay. Jalynn, did you get in?
Do you want me to call her on my cell and just put her on voicemail? I mean, on audio?
Yeah, I think we're going to, or she can call in. That's easier, too.
I think that's what she's trying to do.
No, it's not working.
Are you trying to call in, or?
I'm trying to hear, but I can see everybody, but I can't hear anything.
Oh, that's the same problem everybody else was having. If you try your computer and call in from the phone, you might catch them both.
My cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a dial-in number.
Right. You're going to try that.
Okay. In the interim, I know Mignon's on. Mignon, Kim, let's start with you guys then while Jolene gets in. How are we dealing with payroll? Are we having any issues, concerns, things that we need to address?
I think she's at home too. She just texted me, what number do we call in on? Let me send her the number. Just on the sprinkle too.
Where's the meeting? I know every meeting that I have that's on Zoom or on Skype or whatever.
Some glitch.
Well, I always end up having to call in on my phone in order to hear the audio, but the camera will work. But even on my cell phone, I tried it one day and it did the same thing. It wouldn't let me connect with the video. I had to
video.
We try to switch to Google Hangout, or do you want to?
Well, that's what we were using before was Hangout, and that was a nightmare.
I'm having a computer right here.
This is the better of the two?
Better of the two, yeah.
We're in trouble.
Right? Because I got this from Phil. This is the Zoom account so that we had access to Zoom. And it's causing more problems. Okay, that's Jolynn. That's us. So I think we're just waiting. Okay, I think we've got everybody on. If you have to unmute, you need to hit *6 on your phone. Okay, Jolynn?
Yes.
Yay. Mignon?
I'm here.
I'm here.
All right. Kim, Christy, we didn't lose you, did we?
Nope.
Okay, we're all here. Yay.
Woohoo!
All right, let's try this again. I'm trying to make it quick, but sorry, guys. Since Jolynn, we have you back on, we'll start with there. Jolynn, Christy, as far as accounts payable closeout for fiscal year, how are we feeling? Anything that we have concerns with or anything that we need to address?
Well, we had a little problem with the deposit last week. I think it was last week.
Okay.
So money was requested twice for MedTrans. Nikki and I had discussed an email. I would get it for her, but I guess maybe she forgot and she double requested it the next day. So we'll have to deduct that from June MedTrans.
Okay, so we need to identify. So she emailed you, then you ran one, she ran one, and we had a double check cut, is what you're saying.
No, I ran one, and then she ran one. We had agreed upon the email that I would get the money since she wasn't in the office that day, and I had to cut the check.
Okay. So normally you...
Normally I do that, yes.
Okay. So in the future, what I need for you to do is if you guys are emailing regarding who's going to handle that, make sure that you're including both Christy and myself on that.
Okay.
So that we can track that and make sure that this doesn't happen, because then the double check means that, I mean, there's an issue there because we could actually send out two checks by accident. So we need to be really cautious with that. Christy, do you have any input on what we need to do with this?
I want to hear for just a minute. So she cut the checks on the 27th, because I remember that. She cut the checks on the 27th. When was the money requested? Because it sounds like it was requested twice. When was it requested?
I requested it on the 27th because I had to cut checks that day.
Okay. When did Nikki do it?
And then I took it to the bank and deposited it. The 28th.
Oh, she did it the next, on the, okay, so it all happened within May, not nothing in June.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so then now I'm gonna be over that amount because we asked for a double check. So when mm-hmm. she cuts checks again in for, or I'm saying, I think Joanne should actually be the person that does this and nobody else should, because that's where the confusion starts. So when Joanne does the checks for MedTrans in June, let's have a conversation so that we make sure we add and subtract what we need to ask from Donna so we can fix this mistake.
Correct, yes, and I agree. I think that Mickey, in the future, do not cut the checks or request to cut the checks.
Okay.
Turn everything over to Jolynn. And then, Joe, I would like for you to cut those checks. But I agree with Christy. We need to have a conversation in June before anything happens.
It's communication.
Yep. Make sure that everything is on board, that we're not double cutting anything, because that makes a bigger mess, because then there's adjustments that need to be made and Christy's over, and then it just makes a big, big fallout. So let's just make sure that before we cut any checks, the process is that Jolynn, Mickey's going to turn everything over to you for the check cutting.
Right.
And then Jolynn, you're going to handle the check cut from there, but you're going to communicate with everybody, both of you, that this is the process we're working. Okay.
And we can't rely on the treasurer, because it's not their responsibility to say, hey, I just gave you a check this amount. It's not their responsibility. It's ours to double check.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I agree.
So we're okay on that one moving forward then. Christy, what do we need to do on that piece then if there was a double check cut?
Hey, Michael, I'm going to come over after because I see some goodies that somebody got that I didn't get.
Yeah, you need to come over.
I'm coming over right after this meeting, so just get them ready for me.
I will.
How dare you? How dare you give out goodies and not include me? And so don't you dare do that without me. Okay, what were you saying?
Now I forgot what. Oh, no, what are we going to need to do to fix that double check cut?
So that's why I said when Jolynn actually, when she does MedTrans at the end of June, when she goes to request the money from Donna, let's say that everything she paid out was $4,000, and maybe the double check I thought was like $3,000. Then we only ask for $400, right?
Okay.
Oh, $1,000. I'm sorry.
I was like, oh. Barbados trip, here we come. I heard nothing, Christy. I heard nothing.
So the point is that you ask for just the difference, because we've already asked for the $3,000 and we're only going to ask for the $1,000 of the difference.
Okay, so Jolynn.
And I think Jolynn understands
what I'd like
that.
To do is if you can send an email to everybody with what that difference would look like.
Okay.
Before we make that next check cut, okay?
Okay.
Just so that we have a total balance. So, Mickey, when you submit for June, then, Jolynn, you'll take that balance, you'll deduct whatever this second check cut was, and then send everybody a notice on what we are actually going to cut that next check for, the amount.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And just to clarify, make sure I'm on the same page. So when I run totals and I know what the total is for the month, I'm just going to give that total to you, Jolynn, and then you'll do the – who does the authorization? Does the check or does the deposit?
It'll be the total for your packet, and I prefer you give me that certification so I can make sure it balances with Tyler before I cut the check.
So I give you the certification. You're going to prepare the check request.
Yes.
Yep.
And then get the check, and then who deposits it into First Bank? Do you want me to go ahead?
I could take it because I have to take mine too, because I cut checks, your checks the same day as mine.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Now tell me about the missing packet that you emailed us about. What's that about? You lost a packet?
That is the check authorization and the Tyler report that I had brought over, and then it was inadvertently brought back here without signatures.
But it
so
had
I
all, it
back
had
over
all
to get the signatures.
But that packet had all the receipts and everything on there. Did you lose that entire thing? Because
No, I've got the receipts. I just, when I took it back over, Christy, I only attached the check authorization and the Tyler report. That was it.
Okay. All right. As long as it's not the checks. Okay.
Yeah. No.
So that check, and I had that because I used it when I did the checks for Tyler. It should have been in your basket. That's when you were in the process of moving.
But, Jolynn, I got it initially from you. I got it from you. I just noticed on it that it didn't have all the signatures, so I had to take it back over to the courthouse. But I got it from you initially. I just had to get the other signatures, and that's when that whole email thing happened and all that. But now I'm missing check authorization and the Tyler report that I took back over.
Okay, I didn't know that you found it after.
Yeah.
So you have all the receipts. You have everything else.
I have all of that.
We just don't have the check with the signatures.
The check authorization form with the signatures and the Tyler report.
Okay.
Can you all just recreate that and we can get it re-signed? That way you have it all together as a package.
And did we verify, is that still sitting on the table for signature by chance?
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone contacted Paula or?
Well, I asked Paula about it earlier and she said she didn't have it. So then I had emailed Kim and Christy to see if they had it. So I'm not sure.
Okay. Someone's talking, but I can't hear. No? Okay. I'll go over.
Michael.
Yeah.
It went back with Jolynn on the 27th, the day it left here altogether, the day she cut those checks.
Okay, so that check authorization and that Tyler report came back over, so we need to find those.
Yes. I'll look down.
Well, I put them in the desk after I cut checks. So I put the checks in the safe, and I gave her the Metrons because it was on my desk, and I gave her the certification.
Okay.
I stapled everything together.
That was the first time, though, Jolynn, when you had everything.
No, that was the second time, because I didn't cut any checks until everything was signed.
You're going to have to check and see if you have it. Maybe it's attached accidentally to something else.
Okay, I'll look again.
What else did you bring over, Jo?
It was just Mickey's packet. I grabbed my packet and her packet. And I know I couldn't cut checks without her packet because I have to make sure that they balance. I don't just cut a random amount. So.
Okay, so I need you to check before end of day to see where that's at. Okay.
Are we missing the certification as well?
No, I have the certification.
It was just
the authorization that wasn't signed all the way.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so double check and make sure. Maybe with the move too, it got shuffled in something. Okay.
Well, now speaking of Medtrans, we've had a couple checks returned that we cut, I think, in April, and I've got them in the safe. But we're coming up on end of fiscal year, and we need to know what to do with those funds. I don't know how to handle that.
Joe, what have we done in the past with that?
As far as I know, they still have money sitting in there that was never... I don't really know what they did with it.
Have we had unclaimed checks in the past where we didn't get them cashed or they came back to us?
We have, and I know that double money has been requested from the state, so there's even money sitting in there from whatever website they enter the Metrons into weekly, they double requested, so there's even money sitting there. So I don't even know. They didn't know what to do with it either, last I knew.
The state didn't know what to do with it?
No. Debbie and Esther.
Okay, so what I'm going to probably recommend is I'm going to reach out to... I don't know if I have a direct contact for MedTrans at the state level, do we?
Does the check say void after 90 days? What does your check say on it?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I'd have to go pull them out of the safe.
Because if the check actually says void after 90 days, and it's going to void, and then they'll have to come back and request the same funds, I'm assuming, right? And we'll just have to
They do say void.
But then again, we received the money from the state, so that's where the issue comes in, correct?
Right. That's what I'm concerned with, is that money sitting there that we collected from the state, and if even if the check voids, it's still sitting there, we never issue that payment. What do we do with those funds?
Well, then I guess you're going to probably need to find out, was it the incorrect address on the information they gave? So maybe some research on that.
No, we verified the address, Greg and I, and made sure that we had the most recent address that he had, and then I verified that that was correct on the checks.
Have you remailed it to see if it was just an error on the post?
What did the envelope say when they returned? Was it returned?
Let me go grab them.
Okay, go grab them, and we'll look at those.
Okay. Can I
jump in real quick?
Sure.
What's that?
There is, when I took over MedTrans from Esther, there was over $4,000 that the state had sent us on the Medicaid, and Esther didn't know what to do with it, and she had tried contacting someone. All that information, I gave it to Mickey, so it may have exact amount, who she's talked to, Esther had talked to previously.
I'm wondering, though, Mignon, when you took over that and Esther Hannah, did the state take that money back, you know?
From what Esther had told me, she had told the state that we had that money, that it was oversent to us for, I don't know, whatever reasons, and the state told her just to hold on to it.
So we have that revenue sitting somewhere that we've never issued out on.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
You have a balance on that? Anywhere?
Like I say, it was all on that paperwork that I gave Mickey.
Okay. And that was since when, though? That was back in December, January?
I just gave Mickey all that paperwork when she took over MedTrans completely.
Okay.
So I don't have an exact amount, and I don't know how long before I took it over, how long that $4,000 had been in there.
Okay. So the checks, I'm holding the checks that came back. One actually says return to center attempted, not known, unable to forward. So that was a return based on a undeliverable, but the address on here looks correct. And then the other one doesn't have anything on it.
Can those people not be called?
That's what I'm wondering. Can we see if we find numbers for these folks and tell them that we have checks sitting here for them?
Greg did call them, but I'll make sure.
Okay, we probably need to have then process in place that if checks come back, we need to have a check system that says, okay, a check came back, we verify the address again. If the address is correct, we reach out by phone.
Okay.
And then if we can't get contact by phone, I would say at least two times, then you guys need to notify myself, Christy, and Jolynn, so that then we can follow up and figure out what we need to do with that. Because those checks can void, but that money's still sitting there.
Right.
So like Christy said, the mm-hmm. question is, what do we do with that funding after?
Exactly.
Mignon said that when she handed over paperwork from Esther, did you get all of that paperwork together that Esther had the MedTrans stuff all together with?
Are you talking about the MedTrans files? Or
yes.
Are you talking about
the files?
Yeah, I've got them since January 1st.
Okay, so I need you to look in there because Mignon said that at the time Esther handed this over, there was over $4,000 in state funding that we received that we never issued out because either checks never got cashed or they got returned or whatever. So I need to know what the balance on that was, and we need to find out if there's a contact for MedTrans at the state level, because if there is, then we need to figure out what needs to happen with this money. She said that they told her to hold on to it. But if we hold on to it forever, that's money that's never collected. What do we do with that?
So this was more checks that came back to us?
It could have been multiple
or
different issues. I don't know. Could
okay.
have been that we double requested. It could be that checks came back. I don't know. But we need to find out what balance of where that money's sitting.
Okay.
Because that's also a line item that Christy needs to be aware of, because then she has to make those adjustments on the books, because otherwise it shows that we have a balance of funding that we don't know where it's supposed to go.
Okay. Is there some way that look that up and see what that balance is? Or?
Well, Mignon said she handed that pack over from Esther, and that had the balance on it.
It had a balance
on it.
So
you need to check those files and see if that funding is on there.
Now, who's in charge of MedTrans? Is it Mignon or is it Mickey now? Who's doing it?
Mickey's doing it now. Mignon handed it over to her. just a while back.
Nikki, yeah. It was all that paperwork that I had put in your inbox, and I had sent you an email that said all of this was found in Esther's drawer.
Then I've got it in the file cabinet. I'll just have to go back and look over it. I'm just
in
wondering
that email,
I see it, that balance exists.
We don't know.
Where I would have,
you'll have to look through all that paperwork.
It was, you'll have to look through all those emails and everything that I had turned over to you.
Okay.
But that makes me concerned, like you said, Mignon, I mean, there's a lot of money sitting there that we don't know where it's supposed to go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to also, Christy and Joe and everybody, I'm going to reach out to Jason Roberts to ask him about that as well. He might have an idea of where that's supposed to go. So I'll follow up with him today and see what we can get answered.
Okay. What was the guy's name that called me that's in charge of MedTrans? I forget. What was his name? Was it Jason or somebody else? Do you remember? You must have contacted somebody, and the guy from MedTrans actually called me. Do you happen to remember his name?
Who was that?
I don't. It was during my audit. Do you remember when I was asking about MedTrans? We wanted to know if it was state or federal. And you
that
had
I
this. Called? Somebody contacted.
It was Jason.
Oh, okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you called him right. Yeah, because I remember he called
me. Jason. Yeah, what he says to do.
Okay.
With that, because we need to know where to put that funding.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Joe, are there any other concerns or issues that we need to address with accounts payable, checks, anything else?
Nothing I can think of right now.
Okay. All right. So I need for you, Mickey, to get all that information compiled. I need that information probably by no later than tomorrow,
okay,
so that we can move on this. We can't have that money sitting there and not know where it goes.
Okay.
Okay. And then ask Greg to see if he has phone numbers for those folks that we got the checks back on and have him start calling them. But tell him that if he cannot get a hold of those folks, he needs to email you, myself, Jolynn, and Christy.
Okay.
Okay? Because then, or you can send that to us, but all of us need to be in that loop to know where that we cannot get a hold of those folks and that money's sitting there, okay? Because
do you want me to try to contact Jason on this?
No, let me contact Jason.
You'll contact him?
Yeah, okay. Let me contact Jason on it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Christy, anything else on your end?
No.
Okay. All right. On the other side of the house, Kim and Mignon, payroll. How are we feeling on that? Anything that we have concerns with or issues with?
Mignon.
Oh, I was waiting for you. I was like, I don't know who's going to go first.
Your baby.
I was able to do payroll all the last process myself. I had a couple questions, and of course, Kim answered those for me. She trusted me enough to get everything processed.
Okay.
She fixed the Empower because I wasn't able to upload. So she contacted them, and that should go through this time, hopefully.
Okay. And did you, I know that we got one monthly upload report. Did we have another one in between that one you sent to Christy and myself and everyone to review, or is there another one that we've already done for the state?
Are you talking the state?
Yeah, the ADI reports.
Okay, that's what I was working on today.
Okay.
I'm 3 cents off, which is driving me nuts. But I only reported that once a month, unless we need to start doing it twice. And that was part of what I wanted to ask.
Okay. And I know, Christy, that we had that conversation about the payroll upload, and Kim, you were on that call as well with the state. And so I know we had discussed about doing an additional upload to get us ahead.
Not so much get us ahead, but...
Or caught up, I should say.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear.
So, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Now I can.
Okay. I guess I have to be right on top of my computer. So anyway, what we wanted to find out from Christy was, does she want you to report up twice a month every time we have a payday, or is once a month good enough? Once a month is good? She says once a month is good. So we can continue doing that once a month. But we haven't started to do the overrides in Tyler because we need to make sure that one, we have everybody in the right accounts they're supposed to be. We had some confusion on Reg 09 and Reg 13s. And what I have wasn't matching what Mignon was uploading to the state. So her and Jolynn were working on who's right and who's wrong. And if they're wrong on my end, we need to fix them in Tyler. If not, then Mignon has to do that adjustment in her state upload.
Okay. And where are we at with those corrections, Joe?
And I need to also show you where I'm journalizing them, because I just did the whole journalizing from January through April to where, and I did exactly what Mignon uploaded, okay? And so let me make sure and give you the codes that I'm using that are supposed to match her. Okay, Kim? Yeah, see, so because you know, like the 09, the 013, and I think LEAP.
Right. I don't think. Remember, we switched over mid year or somewhere because the funding was coming from a different source, and that's what we need to know is, are they supposed to be out of Reg 09? Are they supposed to be out of Reg 11? Is, and I know Ed Lackey wasn't right on there. So
he is now, Kim.
On whose end, though? State end or Tyler end?
The one that you have in, the alley, the 04?
Uh-huh.
That's the one we need to use.
So the Tyler is
that
correct?
Was what, right.
Okay.
Okay, and so Mignon, is the state correct since we aligned the Tyler?
For Ed, yes.
For Ed, yes. But the other ones that you guys are working on, where are we at with those?
The other ones are all of eligibility and the core workers.
Yeah, because we had some of the cores that were messed up. I know that. Did we get those fixed?
Those are, hold on, let me grab. Let me grab last payroll and I'll tell you. Because basically it was all child welfare and eligibility. Eligibility was coming out of 09, and I thought it should come out of, what was that one, Kim, that we were looking at? 13 or 11?
It was 13, I believe, and I had it in 09. Give me a name. I'll tell you what they're under.
Like Debbie Barros.
Okay.
Yeah, you have her in 09, and I think it should be the 11. So that's where we were messing up. They're not matching.
What is the title of 11? What's the title on it? 11.
Mignon?
Hold on. I am grabbing paperwork. Hold on.
Oh, that's the eligibility.
That's the food benefits.
Oh, is that the DS direct?
So here we go. 11. So here's 09. Wait, okay. Is it Reg 09?
Yeah,
so Reg 09 is this 3350. I don't know what any of these mean. These are their state accounts, and these are the.
That's the state.
That's where I got those figures from. Yeah.
So I'm going to see the 11 is really quick. Reg 11. Oh, yes, it's FS direct. Yes. So that's what it's, so the Reg 11 is FS direct activity, and that's fine.
Well, but do they have funding in there? Because I haven't.
Where I go to look at that to see what it is every month.
We probably won't know because we
have them in 09.
Reconcile and the state doesn't.
Okay.
So that's the problem.
Where do you want them, Mignon?
You're going to probably have to track
them. Because the state ID was the 904010, it should be Reg 11, but
keep it running.
You had a Renault 09, so that's where I didn't know what to. Because I only upload.
But
the state side, but then it's affecting your Tyler side.
We're supposed to go to Reg 11? So everybody that's in Reg 09, we need to move to Reg 11?
Yes, because those are food. But
I have the same thing right now. That's why they're highlighted, because that's how I made my little, I only made a cheat sheet for the salaries, because this is for everything, and it was easier for me just to create a salaries one. This is actually unemployment. I bet. So,
salaries to my 11 already. When I did January through April, I was following your upload.
Okay. So what I need is to know, give me that sheet back, Mignon, that we were working off of, and I'll switch everybody from 09 to 11. And then anybody else that needs to be switched, let me know so I can switch them. And then we could start, we can start doing the overrides based on time reporting.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. She can't hear.
I can see Joe, but I can't hear her.
You hung up?
Julie. She hung up.
Okay, and then the next part of that, Kim, was the child welfare. And we need Joe on the phone for that.
I did.
Oh, okay.
But we just can't hear you.
you...
Look, guys.
Now we can.
This is Zoom, because Kim, go hang up. Is it working now? This isn't working. I give up. We need to have a meeting face-to-face. This is not happening.
There's only six of us. We could meet together.
Yes, next time we're meeting together. Holy smokes. Okay.
Okay. Sorry, Mignon. What were you saying?
The next one was the child welfare. They're the ones that didn't balance, and those were the caseworkers.
Well, where are they supposed to be? Give me a name.
Look under Andrea Marcus.
Okay.
See, they don't.
That helped out tremendously. Well, because you have to figure out, we're used to Tyler codes. They're used to the state codes. So I have Andrea under FPP 12. So where do you have her, Mignon?
FPP 12. She should be. That's where she should be. And those are the ones that are going to switch because of the, when we run out of funds, we have to switch them.
So are they supposed to be FPP 12 now, or are they supposed to be in a different fund now?
1200, 1820,
Unmute yourself, Joe.
Yes, please, Joe.
Star six. You have to chat in. I think you're muted. Oops.
They should be on 100%.
There you are.
Now your
I
face
thought you guys
disappeared.
Could hear it for both times. Okay.
The case agent should be 100%, correct?
Yeah. 100% core.
But I think out of core, I think the only other one that's under the 100% is Mary O'Gean, correct? Because the rest are under the 80-20 core.
They should all be under the 100% core right now, except for Michelle and my mom, I think, are the only two.
Well, I thought Michelle was 40% core.
Huh?
I thought Michelle was 40% core.
I thought we had just left her in the 80-20.
No,
I'll tell you where we have Michelle now. We have her in CWS 03.
I think
that's
80-20.
Michelle's in 80-20.
She's in the 80-20?
Mm-hmm. Michelle, Nicole, and I think Bob kicks on that too.
So why don't we do this? John and Jola need to get together and tell us who goes where, and I'll fix it however it goes.
Okay.
The
let's
funding
do that.
Is coming in. You tell me where to put them, and I will put them. And then, if use this book that Christy made.
Okay.
And then I created that small spreadsheet menu on that. It converts.
That's what I use.
Tyler. Yeah. Because those are the only funds that we use. And if whatever fund is actively where they're supposed to be, then we could do time reporting and do overrides each payday.
Okay. I understand what you mean for the eligibility part. Child welfare doesn't time report, so.
Well, we still need to make sure they're where they're supposed to go. So get with Jolynn and make sure that they're in the proper funds. Yeah, because whatever you're uploading to the state, we want Tyler to match.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Joe, when you and Mignon meet, can you let me know so that I can sit in there so I can walk through that with you as well, please?
Okay. Yes. And just so you know, I follow that allocation sheet that she's given us that has everybody's name and where they belong. Joe, do you know which one I mean, right?
That who gave you?
Jolynn gives us that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jolynn has that.
That's what we want to go by is what we're supposed to be doing, and then we fix Tyler to that.
Correct.
Okay.
Right, because then it'll just be a little bit. Right. But with the template, if we're doing overrides, that template will come over exactly how it's supposed to. Right. Yes. Or we'll be overriding each month with those time reporting people. Okay. Other than that, go ahead, Mignon, with your payroll report.
That was it that I had, I think.
Okay.
So for my piece of the payroll, I think Mignon's doing a great job. Like she said, she done it on her own last time because we were super busy and I had my fire going. And we would text back and forth with just a couple of questions. She's doing her FICA on her own. The retirement was giving us problems, but no fault of our own. It was their software. They didn't give her the right access she was supposed to have, but she has it now. And that's probably about it.
Okay. And we don't have any reports coming up this month, correct? Quarterly's not due till July now?
Quarterly's due, yes, at the end of July.
Okay. All right.
And she wasn't able to do that first quarterly. I ended up having to do it because she had the debts in her family. And so the second quarter will be her first time doing it. And it's kind of lengthy because it has all those different funds. But
yeah, I'm sure.
And okay. What I've been doing is when I do the state reporting uploading, I've been adding onto that spreadsheet. So it shouldn't take as long because we should have totals running.
Okay, that's good. That'll save a lot of time.
Yes, that will.
And right now we're just working on insurances because it's the end of the month. So she's been doing pretty good on her own insurances. And then I have my piece that we joined together with County Health Pool and the Aflac Group.
Okay, perfect. And I'm going to, and I know Christy and I talked about this, but I emailed that Jennifer from Tyler about those ADI reports, and I have not gotten anything back. So if I don't hear anything by end of day, then I'm going to call tomorrow morning and find out where we're at with those, because we really need to get those reports built and finished in Tyler. All right. Was there anything else that anyone has concerns with, questions, needs? What can I do? I mean, we're doing really good, guys. I really feel like we're starting to get a real handle on a lot of this. I know we got some stuff to fix, but if I feel from where I walked in February into now, I think all of us have a much better understanding of where things are supposed to lie. So, you know, we're just having some hiccups, but we'll get past that. So I appreciate everybody and the hard work with this because I know it's not been easy. And Christy, I know that we have audits still going on. I did confirm with Teresa that they are finalizing everything for tomorrow, so we should have everything done. And they are aware that they need to be available. So if he needs anything, they need to be running and pulling. So
he'll probably be here probably about 8:15.
That's
so
fine.
Hopefully that stuff will come over before then.
Yeah, I'll make sure. I think she's planning on getting that stuff over to you tonight.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. I'm going to come over still to get my goodies.
Yes, come over, get your goodies.
What goodies are we having that I missed?
Well, I sent an email.
I did get an email.
Christy, weren't on the email?
I didn't get an email.
I didn't either. You just handed it to me because I came over.
Lord. All right, there are goodies over here. There are hot and cold cups. Debbie Berry, our new hire in STEP, actually brought some stuff from the health department that she had. There's some Bluetooth speakers that have wireless chargers. There's some journals. There's some kind of cell phone pop, whatever. I don't know what the hell that thing is, the handle or something. And then there's whatever. I'm not that hip on that lingo, Joe. Like, lucky it's got a cover on it. I can't even get Zoom to work. So, you know, there you go. But there's some goodies over here, and we have plenty. So make sure you guys stop and grab some.
So are we meeting every other week with this group as well, or?
Yeah, I would like to try. If it becomes too tedious every other week, then we can move to once a month. But I'd really like to make sure we keep in touch, so that we know where we're standing with things, because I feel like this is the one unit we worked on the most at the beginning, and then other units have kind of taken my attention away, and I don't want to lose track of this unit. So whatever we need to do to keep in touch with this and communication open on this, it's important, because this is the heart of what DHS is money. So,
and if you want to do it over here, well, you're welcome. I have a big office, and my table's cleared off now, or we can do it wherever you want.
Okay, we can look at moving it over there. But yeah, next time we're meeting face to face. We're not doing the Zoom thing.
We can at least spread out in here.
Okay, that'll work.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.